The state of Massachusetts, like the U.S. economy as a whole, continues to enjoy economic growth, but some economists are warning that that growth is slowing. There are also predictions that the country could fall into another recession as early as next year. Federal Reserve Bank of Boston President Eric Rosengren reviewed the economic picture in a conversation with WBUR's Bob Oakes.
What's your take on the country's economic strength right now?
Right now, the economy is doing pretty well. So our unemployment rate by historical standards is quite low. And as a result, labor markets are pretty tight. We are seeing wages go up. They're going up slowly, but they are going up. The one surprise is we're not seeing very much inflation at all. So inflation's a little bit below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. But it's basically a good outcome for the economy.
Let me ask about the trade war with China, so to speak, trade war with China. Steep new U.S. trade tariffs on Chinese exports to the U.S. took effect Friday. China is expected to retaliate with tariffs of its own. Some Wall Street economists are worried these moves could derail the U.S. boom, so to speak. What's your view?
So I think we need to wait and see what kind of negotiation occurs. If it's only for a few weeks, it's not going to have much impact at all. If it starts to be a situation where we expect tariffs to be high for a long period of time, it does start to disrupt trade patterns, and you start having businesses think differently about whether they want to have operations in China. That isn't costless. They have to actually make moves. And in the meantime, people are going to be paying more for the goods and services that they get that come out of China. And so the longer this goes on, the more uncertain it becomes for retailers, and that gets at both the pricing and how much they actually order. They don't want to be stuck with a big inventory of things that don't sell because of the tariffs.
Let me ask about the possibility of a recession. The much-watched Anderson forecast on the economy out of UCLA a few weeks ago said there is a, quote, very real risk the national economy will skid into recession late next year, 2020. Are you concerned about that? What's the likelihood?
My own expectation is that we probably will not have a recession. The economy is growing more slowly over the next 2 years, more than likely, and so the risk is definitely elevated. But we currently have very stimulative fiscal policy. We have reasonably accommodative monetary policy. The one uncertainty is what happens on the trade situation. I think that the U.S. economy is strong enough that it can withstand the trade issues that are coming up right now. I do think, though, that it would likely slow somewhat. And if you're growing around 2 to 2.5%, you don't want to slow a lot from that. So a weakening from that stage would be enough that it would be noticeable to people.
As we know, President Trump has frequently weighed in on Fed policies and has openly called for the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. He even recommended two political allies, Herman Cain and Stephen Moore, to sit on the Federal Reserve Board, though both withdrew from consideration. I'm wondering, from your point of view, has that outside pressure from the White House presented a challenge for the Fed to stay non-political?
So it's very important for the Fed to stay non-political. And I can assure you that when we are deciding policy, politics do not enter the room at all.
Let me ask about Massachusetts, if I might. The state has a robust economy at this point. Job numbers look strong, lots of development in the Boston Seaport area, and the city and greater Boston are hoping to attract even more businesses. Is there any reason to think that this growth that we're enjoying here will slow down at any time in the future?
Well, it will slow down at some point. I would say my biggest concern is actually that we're not prepared for the success that Boston has recently had. And what I mean by that is, do we have the right kind of infrastructure for the kind of growth that we're seeing? So if your commutes get really long, if affordable housing becomes much more of a problem, that can start becoming an impediment to how attractive Boston becomes for firms locating here. So one of the big benefits is we have a highly educated workforce. Our schools are quite good. The quality of life is quite good. If that quality of life starts deteriorating because we don't invest in the infrastructure, that would become a problem.
Have you seen signs of that yet?
My commute's much longer. So yes, I do think that a lot of people are facing, if you look at prices for rental apartments, it has gotten quite expensive for somebody to live in downtown Boston. If you're living in the suburbs, your commutes have gotten much longer. So I think we need to continue to be thinking about how do we have transportation networks that make it easier for people to get in and out of work and make sure that as the downtown area does very well, that all people can get in and out of Boston, including low-income workers who may not have the ability to pay for much higher real estate or much higher transportation costs.
You and other Boston economists started asking last year how the Fed could make its policymaking process more transparent. That research turned into the Fed Listens conferences, like the one that you'll be speaking at. How does Fed Listens bridge the gap between policymakers and the local businesses affected by them?
We haven't had a public discussion about how we think about monetary policy. We spend a lot of time thinking about what, on average, happens to the economy. But I think it's also important to understand how it affects low-income groups, different demographic groups, different ethnic groups, and how they're seeing our policy, including how we communicate with the public at large. So I think it's very exciting that we're doing a more regular review and that we're actually asking a broad swath of society to comment on that.
Eric Rosengren, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, very nice to see you, and thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.